Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Trenton City Commission is further addressing a recent wastewater spill that occurred late last week at the city's water treatment plant. City officials say the incident happened during routine maintenance when crews were draining a clarifier system and the plant became overwhelmed. An estimated 4,000 to 8,000 gallons of partially treated wastewater entered Lookout Creek. Mayor Alex Case said the spill was not raw sewage, but did contain solids such as grease and organic material. The city reported the incident to the Georgia Environmental Protection Division, now working closely with state and federal regulators, including the EPA. Officials say crews have started a 28-day monitoring program with water testing taking place 7 days a week at 10 different locations along the creek. All samples will be independently tested and reported daily. The city did face some strong backlash on social media following the spill. Mayor Case responded, saying the city acted quickly and is committed to full transparency. The incident is also highlighting aging infrastructure at the plant. Some of the equipment is more than 35 years old, and city leaders say they have plans in place to upgrade the system and explore funding options through the Georgia Environmental Finance Authority. More at discoverdade.com. Clay Fuller was officially sworn in as a member of the United States House of Representatives last night, representing the 14th Congressional District of Georgia. Fuller, a former district attorney and active lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard, enters Congress with a commitment to delivering results and fighting for the priorities of families across Northwest Georgia. As he starts his first term, Congressman Fuller has pledged to focus on strengthening the economy, securing the border, protecting our constitutional freedoms, and restoring accountability in Washington. He plans to co-sponsor a number of pieces of high-priority legislation on day one in office. Fuller said he's deeply honored by the trust the hardworking people of Northwest Georgia have placed in him. The Marion County Sheriff's Department is warning residents about a phone scam involving callers posing as deputies. Officials say scammers are claiming you missed jury duty and demanding payment over the phone. The Sheriff's Office says they will never request payment that way. In case you receive one of those calls, do not give out money or personal information. And if you'd like to verify, you can call the Sheriff's Office directly at 423-942-2525. An opportunity to connect local students with future careers is happening this week in Dade County. In fact, the Dade County High School Career Fair takes place today at Dade County High School. More than 300 juniors and seniors are expected to attend, many of whom are actively exploring career paths, workforce training, and job opportunities right here in our region. Organizers with Alliance for Dade say the event gives local businesses a chance to connect directly with the next generation workforce, highlight career opportunities, and recruit future employees. Employers and colleges will be on hand, and attendees will also have the chance to learn more about CTAE programs offered at the school. Organizers say events like this play a key role in building a stronger workforce pipeline for Dade County and the surrounding area. For more information, contact the Alliance for Dade at 706-657-4488. Blood donations are urgently needed across the Chattanooga area. Supplies have dropped to less than a two-day level for several blood types. Blood Assurance says types O positive and O negative are especially low, along with a growing need for platelet donations. Officials say about 540 donors are needed each day to meet the demand for local hospitals, supporting patients undergoing surgery, cancer treatment, and emergency care. This is National Volunteer Month, and to encourage participation, anyone who donates blood, platelets, or plasma between now and the 30th will receive a limited edition Do Good, Feel Good t-shirt while supplies last. Donors must be at least 17 or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in good health. To schedule an appointment, contact Blood Assurance through their website, bloodassurance.org, or call 800-962-0628. The Braves wrapping up their three-game series tonight against the Miami Marlins. First pitch set for tonight at 7:15, the airtime 6 o'clock here on your home for Braves baseball, Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.